Good morning. We'll be starting the service in the narthex this morning. If y'all want to take your palm branches and go out, we'll process in when we sing. Take your bulletin. The opening part of the service is, everything is in the bulletin except for the readings and the gradual, I think. But so you won't need to carry your hymnals around with you. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey, a colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that those things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. First reading for this morning is taken from the Old Testament reading, Zechariah 9:9-12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read responsive or chant the gradual for this morning. It is on your handout. It's no. All right, let's speak it. Christ entered once for all into the holy places by means of his own blood. Do y'all not have the right insert? That's all right. We'll just keep moving on. You got Bibles in the pews. People can open the Bibles. We're at the gradual. I'm just going to read the gradual, and then we'll go into the epistle reading. So, if you want to take your Bibles and open to Philippians 2:5-11, Christ entered once for all into the holy places by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Okay. The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who even though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 15th chapter. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests had a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Please rise. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified him with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was a son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's always a moving service, amazing to me how quickly this service changes from praising God and singing with the children of Israel, Hosanna to the Son of God, Hosanna in the highest, to going right into the passion of our Lord. But when you consider it, wasn't it really that quick for Jesus? He comes into Jerusalem on a colt. The people are excited. They're spreading palm branches and their cloaks down on the ground. Everybody is excited. The Pharisees are a little upset because they're more worried about themselves and they say their nation. This man needs to be silenced. He needs to be silenced. So you go from that praise, to the plot, to have Jesus arrested, to somehow get the Romans to help them out by having Jesus executed. So we go immediately into the passion story, and we hear the price for our salvation. But none of this is strange to our Lord. It's not strange to God that this is taking place. We know this is God's plan. Now, John recorded before Jesus entered into Jerusalem on that day, in the way he did, that Jesus was praying to the Father. And in that prayer, he spoke this way, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Kind of interesting that when the Pharisees spoke their alarm of what was taking place, they said, "See how the whole world has come out to him." They were alarmed at what was going on rather than seeing what the scriptures had spoken of concerning the Messiah. If they had only listened to Isaiah, listened to Zechariah, listened to the prophets say what the Messiah's role would be and how he would go to the cross and die for us. Jesus points to that event, that moment where he is lifted up, as being that point in which he is glorified. And at that moment, the whole world indeed was drawn to him. All people were drawn to the Lord because he pulled us with our sins into himself so that he could suffer the wrath of God for our sins. He became sin for us. And because he became sin for us, his sacrifice was sufficient. It was sufficient because God said it is sufficient. He poured his entire wrath out on his one and only Son. Oh, we don't have to go far into the Old Testament and see the different ways in which God kind of was always pointing ahead, pointing towards that day. It's good being on this side of the cross because we have the written word. Everyone just about has God's word in their homes. They might not always open it. Maybe it was passed down, one of those big Bibles, you know. It's passed down from generation to generation. One might open it once in a while to see, because sometimes you get a family tree in those things, to check on their family tree. But reading that word, reading it, and meditating on it, and considering God's love for us, that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. We were drawn to him, that cross. Our sins were laid on him. Now when Jesus prayed to the Father and and spoke to the people, he talked about feeding the ruler of this world. And we know he wasn't speaking of a human ruler. He was speaking of Satan. He came to destroy the kingdom of Satan and the power which Satan held over mankind since the fall. He had his way, but God has stopped it. God has pushed him down and stands triumphant over him. But not just that, but also death. In the death of Jesus and his burial, the grave is sanctified and the promise is made manifest when he is raised from the dead, the first fruits being the first fruits, that means there will be others too. And those others are his own people, those who confess him and believe that he is the Savior and that his sacrifice was sufficient for each one of us. There is nothing we can do, but God has done it all. He has done it all for us. We are moving on into Holy Week, and I hope you'll take the time to come on Maundy Thursday. Because in those services, it's kind of like today's a portrait. Kind of. Maundy Thursday and Good Friday are more focused. Maundy Thursday, of course, is focused on our Lord in the upper room with his disciples. There he institutes his supper for us that we celebrate today. It's the same one. It was instituted by God, by our Lord Jesus, and we do it again as Christ did it for his disciples. But really, it's not us that is doing it. It is Christ who comes to us and does this wonderful thing for us of giving his body and blood for forgiveness and the strengthening of our faith. But it's not just that we're going to be looking at this Thursday. No, I selected an alternate gospel verse because I really don't recall ever proclaiming or preaching on this verse about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. Because that's what John records for us. John doesn't record the Holy Supper, but he records this special blessing that our Lord does for the 12 in the washing of their feet as an example for us, for them and us. But Good Friday is that day we gather. And this year, and I don't know if y'all have done this or not, we're going to do Tenebrae. Have y'all done Tenebrae?
Yes.
Well, we're going to do Tenebrae. It's a special service. Sometimes it's known as the service of darkness, as the lights are lowered and candles are extinguished. It'll be a special time for us to gather together and focus on these moments, these two particular moments that bring us salvation. It is in this spot that we will observe again the great cost that it cost God. Thankfully, it didn't cost us anything but to hear and believe. And we hear because there have been faithful Christians throughout our lives that have spoken the Word of God to each one of us. It has either granted faith to us or it has strengthened our faith. But to me, without those 2 days, Easter kind of seems less joyful. Because if we don't go to the cross, if we don't see the things that take place there, how can we rejoice and sing, Alleluia, He is risen? It seems so disconnected otherwise without those moments to focus on. I know we're speaking about it even today, and I think partly that's why the church went to adding the Passion with Palm Sunday, the old 1 year series that we had, perhaps for many of us when we were growing up, if you were Lutheran, we only had the same readings every year. You didn't alternate between the Gospels. I had a Biden moment. I forgot what I was saying. Why did I bring that in? Oh, well. We'll just move on. It's on those events, the upper room and the cross, to be prepared for Easter. I've seen churches that don't have that as their tradition. They don't have or follow a church calendar. And suddenly Easter is just there. They may have had some other service on Palm Sunday that was like any other service. Nothing, though, to prepare them for Easter. But here we have, I know what I was going to say now. Why we got passion in here is because sometimes it's hard for people to gather for Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. So by putting it and combining it with Palm Sunday makes sense. But I still think we need that time to focus. So I hope that you do come and participate in the service, or even just observe, because that's what a lot of it is, observing and meditating and taking it in, what it costs for our salvation, for the world's salvation. The whole world is coming out to Jesus. It's still going on. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let us rise and join in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please remain standing as the offering is brought forward, because we'll go right into the prayers of the church. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We praise you, Father, that you have sent your Son, not in wrath, but in mercy. As we enter this most holy week and ponder together the mysteries of your salvation, show to us the answer to your people's prayers of Hosanna, save now. In the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Uphold this world in your order. Preserve the church in the preaching of your word against all enemies. Bless our homes and parents and children. May serve one another faithfully and grow in instruction and faith until life's end. Give health and wisdom to all who serve in public office, that their authority may be exercised for the benefit of our people. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We bring before you the sick, distressed, and needy. We lift up to you Scott and Judy Stallings, Larry Foltz, Robert Galabias, Alfred Durson, Jan Johnson, Don and Donna Tolner, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Havman, Pat Bias, Carl and Jackie Rush, Robert and Donna Knopf, and Wilfred Defoe. Give your abiding comfort in every circumstance, that in Christ we shall not die but live and declare his works. Lord, in your mercy, look with favor on all communicants at your table. Grant that they would come penitently and in faith to eat your Son's true body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, We here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us in all generation, all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not be die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, at your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet in mercy you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you spared not your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took a cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all. Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in body and soul unto life eternal. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. As you can see, you'll have to actually use your hymnal for the last hymn. Any announcements from any quarters?
If you want a sheet, great. They're running, I got them for $8 a kit, and with the money I received last week, I was able to get 5 kits, and I got money for another one today, so we're at 6. And then we'll get more. So if you want me to buy them, I can get them for $8 a kit. If not, that's great. I'll give you a sheet, and you can find out. If you have not paid me for Ben's meal, it's $10. And he's going to deliver at 11:30, and it should be great. He's going to provide everything, and it'll be packaged individually. Also, I talked to, Carol. I talked to Carol last night, and I talked to her right after church started. I noticed she had called me, so I called her back. And she said, she took Larry into the ER last night because he was running a high fever. And they went to Memorial Hermann in Sugar Land. And he's there now. She's able to be with him. She's going back this morning. She stayed till 3 and then she came home. He has low pneumonia in his lower lungs. So, and she's going to make sure that they check him out thoroughly while he's there for anything else. But she is able to be with him, and she's at him, needs our prayers. And she asked that if you brought the car today, that you could bring her plates home and put them in the black refrigerator.
Okay.
So
don't let me forget them.
Brought the car today, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's not missed out, but you know. Anyway, and we are having Sunday school today. So we're glad to see you.
And we want to wish happy anniversary to Sheila and Chuck Kearns today. I mean, March 28th is their anniversary. And David and Dee Beiser, March the 30th. And then I remind y'all we have a cleanup April the 3rd. And Shirley,
yes, oh, that's very important. I'm glad you said that. Yes, well, 9 o'clock. If you're here a few minutes early, we may be here at 8:30.
I'm still doing the full pork lunch.
Oh, yes.
You need to bring the sides for that.
No, well, I'm bringing, I have coleslaw and the full pork and the sandwich. You still want to make tea or whatever, that'll be good.
Yeah, we have tea here that we can put together for that. And somebody said they needed a list. Okay, look around. Whatever you think needs doing. These need to be cleaned out. We need, I'm working on windows outside. We need windows inside. We need dust. I'll bring Swiffers, Windex. I mean, we just, whatever you think needs cleaning, clean it.
Okay.
We just need, main thing, you know, in the windows there's cobwebs. And if you go around the baseboards and some of, you know, you just gotta, what you would do if you were doing a good cleaning, and I think we can get this done by noon or thereabouts. If we have some help, then we can get to it.
Okay, starting at what time?
9. But if you get here at 8:30, we'll probably be here. We're gonna probably get here about 8:30.
Do you want to say anything about Jen?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, for those of you who have not heard, Jan is a doctor is putting Jan, or we're hoping Jan to be put on a liver transplant. We hope to hear it tomorrow. You know how it goes, but that is a hurry up anyway. it seems that his cirrhosis is progressing faster than they had thought. So we're asking for prayers. He wanted to be here this morning, but last week when he fell, he bruised his tailbone, so it's kind of difficult for him to sit. But he's tired, he's weak, but he's doing good back now. We just have to see what happens, take one day at a time. I thank you all for all your prayers. It's been rough. Okay.
Anything else? Anyone? Don, you don't need to come take the cross. We'll leave it.